Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
This summer, Circle Round is partnering with the Grammy Award-winning Boston Symphony Orchestra to bring you four special episodes featuring musicians from the BSO. We'll continue our BSO series next week. In the meantime, here's a favorite Circle Round episode from the archives, starring a fantastic performer whose face and voice have been everywhere lately since she stars in the new Hamilton movie. Enjoy the story, and we'll be back with a brand new one and a brand new Boston Symphony Orchestra musician on July 21st. When is the last time you wanted more of something? Maybe you wanted more books or more toys. Perhaps you just wanted more time to stay up before bed. In a moment, we'll meet a greedy man who always wants more, 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 until, in the end, he gets way more than he bargained for. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Enchanted Paintbrush. Versions of this folktale come from China. Some really great people came together to bring you our adaptation of this tale, including Philippa Sue and Stacy Keach. Philippa Sue starred in the original Broadway production of Hamilton and earned a Tony Award nomination. Stacy Keach is a veteran of the stage and screen who stars in the CBS comedy Man with a Plan, as well as CNBC's American Greed. So, circle round, everyone, for The Enchanted Paintbrush. Once upon a time, there was a powerful emperor. The mighty ruler wore the most luxurious clothing, ate the most sumptuous food, and lived in a grand palace with so many rooms, floors, and hallways, his hundreds of guards and servants often got lost. So, given everything the emperor had, you'd think he was content, right? Satisfied? Nope. You see, the emperor was greedy, very greedy. In fact, can you guess what his favorite word was?
More. I want more. 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 More.
The emperor was always brainstorming ways to get more riches and more power. One day, as he lounged on his towering gold throne encrusted with jade and pearls, he had an idea.
I know. To bring even more money to my coffers, I'll raise taxes. 100%! From here on out, taxes will be doubled for every single person in the land, no matter how rich or how poor.
That meant that every farmer, every fisher, every single person in all the land had to give more of their earnings to the emperor, whether they could afford to or not. So, as you can imagine, it was a hard time for many people, including a young woman named Liang. Liang lived on her own in a small village by the sea. To support herself, each morning she walked along the beach and collected pieces of wood that had drifted ashore. Then she hauled the wood to the marketplace to sell.
Firewood! Get your firewood here!
Liang made just enough money to keep a roof over her head and food in her belly. Of course, that roof was patched together and often leaked, and that food was usually nothing more than a small bowl of rice, but Liang was content. Satisfied. Mostly. You see, for as long as Liang could remember, she dreamed of being a painter. But she couldn't scrape together the funds to buy a paintbrush of her own. So every day, while she was on the beach collecting wood, she would hunt for the straightest, skinniest stick she could find and drop it in her knapsack. Then, after work, she'd run back to the shore and use her stick to draw pictures in the sand. Liang drew everything, animals, flowers, landscapes. And the more she drew, the more real her pictures began to look, the more lifelike. Soon, her fellow villagers began to notice.
My goodness, Liang. It's like that butterfly of yours could leap right off the sand and flutter into the air.
And that dog! I swear, he's about to open his mouth and bark!
How about that cascading waterfall? Can't you just hear the roar and feel the spray?
Absolutely!
Absolutely!
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
One night, Liang stayed up especially late drawing her pictures in the sand. The moon was full, and its shimmering glow lit up the empty beach. Suddenly, Liang heard a voice.
Why, if I didn't know better, I'd say that when the sun comes up, that rooster you're drawing will start crowing its head off.
Liang dropped her stick and looked up. Standing before her was an old woman with flowing white hair.
Thank you for the kind words, ma'am. I love making art more than anything else in the world. It makes me feel so wonderful, so alive. You know, if I could, I'd spend the whole day painting. But alas, I can't even afford a real paintbrush.
Is that so?
Just then, a cloud passed over the moon and everything went dark. When the moon shone its light again, Liang saw that her straight, skinny stick had vanished. In its place was a sparkling silver paintbrush.
This, Liang, is an enchanted paintbrush. Anything you paint with it will become real, just like that. But heed my words. The brush's powers must be used carefully and wisely and for good. Only for good.
Then another cloud drifted across the moon, and the sky went black. When the moon reappeared, the old woman was gone. But the silver paintbrush was still there. Eager to test it out, Liang raced home and swept the brush through the air as if she were painting a peacock. And there, before her very eyes,
wow,
was an actual peacock. A glossy green bird with a magnificent red, gold, and blue tail. The bird flapped its wings, then soared through the kitchen window and up into the sky.
Oh, that was amazing! But wait.
Liang hadn't eaten all day, and her stomach was growling.
If anything I paint will become real, I think it's time for a dinner break.
As usual, Liang's cupboards were bare. So, can you guess what she did? She twirled the paintbrush over the table as if she were painting a bowl of noodle soup. Sure enough, a real bowl of soup appeared, with fragrant wisps of steam curling off the top.
This is unbelievable! But I have to remember what the old woman said. The brush's powers must be used carefully and wisely. And for good. Only for good.
Liang sipped her soup and drummed her fingers on the table. Suddenly, her eyes lit up.
I know. The Emperor's taxes have been so hard on this village. I'll take the paintbrush to the marketplace and help my neighbors. Anything they need, I'll paint it for them. If that isn't using the brush's powers for good, I don't know what is.
So, the next morning, Liang strolled through the crowd at the marketplace, offering to paint for anyone who was down on their luck. She found a poor farmer who'd lost his one and only workhorse.
Here you go, friend. I've painted you a strong black steed, plus a harness and plow.
She met a little boy who had torn his one and only coat.
How about a warm new jacket, kiddo? Plus a colorful scarf.
And she came across a musician who was so hungry, he had sold all of his instruments for food.
How about if I paint you a brand new flute, sir? Plus a drum and bamboo drumsticks?
Word of Liang's enchanted paintbrush spread, and over the weeks that followed, she used the brush to paint for anyone in the village who was struggling. But it wasn't long before the news reached the ears of someone who definitely was not struggling. The Emperor. Remember him? The one who always wanted more, more, more?
My, my, my. Just think of the things I could paint with that silver paintbrush. Why, I could take over the entire world. I must have it for myself.
Then he called for his guards and sent them to Liang's village with orders to bring back the young woman and her enchanted silver paintbrush. What do you think will happen next? We'll find out after a quick break. I'm Rebecca Shear. Welcome back to Circle Round. Today our story is called The Enchanted Paintbrush. When we left off, the rich and powerful emperor ordered his guards to go to the village and bring back Liang and her magical silver paintbrush. An old woman had given it to her on the beach, and anything Liang painted with it immediately became real. The guards led Liang to the emperor's throne room. When the high and mighty ruler spotted the brush, his greedy eyes gleamed.
Young lady, I've heard about this enchanted paintbrush of yours. It seems to have wondrous powers. But I won't believe it until I see it. How about you use it to paint me a brick of gold?
Liang knew it was her duty to obey the emperor's orders and use her paintbrush to paint whatever the powerful man wanted. But she couldn't get the old woman's words out of her head.
The brush's powers must be used carefully and wisely and for good. Only for good.
Well, what are you waiting for? I said use that paintbrush of yours to paint me a brick of gold. On second thought, paint me 1,000 bricks of gold. One for each room in my palace.
Liang looked the emperor right in the eye.
I can't do that, your majesty.
What?
The great ruler's jaw dropped all the way down to his embroidered satin robe.
You would dare defy an order from the highest sovereign in all the land? Very well, then. I'll paint the gold bricks myself.
He snapped his bejeweled fingers, and his guards snatched Liang's silver paintbrush right out of her fingers.
Ah, hey!
The emperor took the brush and held it up admiringly. Then he began swishing it around in front of him. Instantly, what should appear, floating in midair, but a glittering gold brick.
Ha! It works!
But then, the glittering gold brick transformed into a regular clay brick.
What?
And plummeted to the ground, landing right on the emperor's big toe.
Ow!
Liang lowered her eyes and tried not to giggle. The red-faced emperor clenched his fists.
This isn't how the silver paintbrush is supposed to work. I'll try something else.
So the emperor painted a dazzling necklace. A thick gold chain strung with emeralds and rubies and diamonds. But just as he reached out to grab it,
come here, my precious.
The dazzling necklace turned into a snake and slithered out of the room. The emperor's hands were trembling, and his big toe was throbbing, but he was determined to make the enchanted silver paintbrush work. So he clenched his teeth and flashed Liang a smile as sweet as sugar.
Young lady, it's clear that you alone possess the power to use this silver paintbrush. What can I give you so that you'll paint for me? Jewels? Silks? Delicious food? Anything you want, it's yours.
Liang took a deep breath.
Well, since you're offering, you can lower the taxes that have been bleeding my neighbors dry. We're humble people, and we can't afford to pay such costly dues.
The emperor leaned back and crossed his arms.
Lower the taxes, eh? Oh, very well, then. I'll lower the taxes. But first, you must paint whatever I ask. Come with me.
Liang followed the emperor and his guards out of the palace and down to the seashore. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and when they reached the water, its clear blue surface was smooth as a mirror.
All right, young lady. I want you to paint me a boat. A big, beautiful sailboat, twice the size of the vessels I already have.
Liang nodded, then lifted her brush and swept it through the air. She painted a grand sailboat with carved wooden sides and bright crimson sails. The emperor looked the vessel up and down, then climbed aboard.
Splendid. Now, I want you to paint me more guards. At least twice as many men as I have now.
Liang was puzzled, but she did as the emperor requested. She painted hundreds of guards, all of them standing straight and tall in their matching uniforms. The emperor clapped his hands, and every one of his guards, old and new, marched on to the ship.
Marvelous, marvelous. Now I want you to paint me some wind. A great blast of wind that will whisk me and my guards out to sea.
Liang cocked her head.
But wait! Before you go, you'll lower those taxes, right?
The emperor narrowed his eyes.
Actually, no. I've changed my mind. You see, now that I have this magnificent boat and all these strapping brave guards, we are going to sail across the sea to foreign lands. And we are going to conquer each and every one of those foreign lands and expand my empire across the entire earth. Then all the riches of the world will be mine. All mine.
Liang could hardly believe her ears. She knew the emperor was hungry for more, more, more. But she never realized just how hungry he was.
So, young lady, get to it. Paint me a nice, big gust of wind. Now!
Liang hesitated. But then she lifted her paintbrush and painted a few gentle strokes. Immediately, ripples formed on the water. The crimson sails puffed up with air, and the boat began floating out to sea. But the greedy emperor was not satisfied.
Oh, come now, you call that wind? I can breathe harder than that.
Liang lifted the paintbrush and slashed it through the air. The wind picked up, and the emperor's guards held onto their hats as the sea rumbled and frothy waves thrashed the boat this way and that. But still, the greedy emperor was not satisfied.
Paint me more wind! More!
Liang swung the brush all over the place. The sea roared like a dragon, and the angry waves crashed higher and higher, drenching the emperor and his guards from head to toe. But still...
More! More! More!
As the ship was tossed farther and farther out to sea, Liang could hear the greedy emperor's cries grow quieter.
More!
And quieter.
More! More!
And quieter. Until at last his voice was lost. And the boat was, too. Liang stood on the shore, gazing at the enchanted silver paintbrush, and knew exactly what she would do. She gripped the brush and swirled it up, down, and around until she had painted a brand new emperor. A kind, generous leader who would rule the people with fairness and compassion and use his powers carefully, wisely, and yes, for good. Only for good. That was the last time Liang used the enchanted paintbrush. Some say she hid it away in her house. Others say she flung it out into the sea. Either way, Liang saved up her pennies and bought a regular wooden brush, just like she'd always wanted. And she spent the rest of her days making art and selling her paintings in the marketplace. And she didn't need anything more than that. Now it's your turn. If you had Liang's magic paintbrush and wanted to use it for good, only good, what would you paint? Find some paper and draw a picture of what you would create with your enchanted brush. Then share that picture with someone you love. And if you'd like, have a grown-up share it with us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is at CircleRoundPodcast. This week's story, The Enchanted Paintbrush, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Virginia Marshall. Circle Round's executive producer is Catherine Brewer. Circle Round's original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Love the music you hear on Circle Round? Check out the music of Circle Round Volume 1, Eric's compilation of music from Season 1 of the podcast. To learn how to get your very own digital or hard copy, visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and click on Soundtrack and Coloring Pages. While you're there, you can find a bunch of black and white illustrations by Circle Round's artist, Sabina Hahn. She's created a picture for every Circle Round story, and you can color them in. Special thanks to this week's actors, Amy Brentano, Laura Gardner, Maurice Emmanuel Parent, Stacey Keach, and Philippa Sue. Philippa is a Broadway star who originated leading roles in Hamilton, The Parisian Woman, and Amelie. Grown-ups, look for Philippa in the upcoming feature film, The Broken Heart Gallery. And kids, listen for her in the one and only Ivan, Disney's animated movie coming out in 2020. Stacey Keach stars in CBS's Man with a Plan, as well as CNBC's American Greed. Look for him on stage in select cities in the upcoming one-man show Pamplona, where he portrays legendary author Ernest Hemingway. The featured instrument in today's story was the pipa. You can read about this stringed instrument from China and see a picture on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. Have you subscribed to Circle Round yet? Find us on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast app your grown-ups use. And please, write us a review. It helps other families find the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
Hi, my name is Flynn, and I'm from San Diego. My favorite Circle Round story is The Unwelcome Guest, and my favorite part of it is where he goes to the party.
Hi, my name is Kira, and I live in Arlington, Massachusetts, and my favorite episode is The Nine Stakes because Beerbell is so clever.
My name is Phoenix. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. My favorite episode is The Lion's Whisker. I like your show.
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.